Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I want to talk today about planning for contingencies. I have a friend who's a very aggressive driver who, for whatever reason, doesn't think that he has anything to worry about from other people on the road or obstacles on the road. He just drives. Right? He'll get on the road, he'll get on the highway, 90, 100 miles an hour, doesn't think about it, sees somebody swerving next to him, doesn't even think about it, just blows by him, rather than anticipating what could happen. And as a byproduct of that, he tends to get in a lot of accidents. Right? It's just, he's just not thinking about what could happen. He's not preparing for contingencies. You know, as a person that spends a lot of time in Colorado, you know, if you're going to go hiking and you're going to go up in the mountains and you're not prepared for contingencies, you can die. Right? Because all of a sudden, you're out in June and a snowstorm comes in at 13,000 feet. It just happens. And you don't know and you can't predict always what's going to happen. And the weather reports don't always give you those answers. You know, you can say the same thing for, I live in Florida, natural disasters, right? You look at those situations where there's a hurricane coming and people just assume they're going to be fine because last time that one hit, they were fine. But that's not the reality of the world. You never know what's going to happen. And so again, you have to be prepared, right? You need water, you need an escape route, you need things to be ready for in the event that things don't go as you anticipate. The thing we all have to come to terms with at the end of this is that we don't know when our last day will be. So we can talk about all these things that could happen, but the reality of it is, you know, every day people die unexpectedly. And, you know, and those people often leave the planet with things left unsaid. They wanted to make peace with certain people in their lives and they never had to get an opportunity to because either they pass away or the other person passes away. And then there are regrets, right, from those left living. So one of the things we should really think about is preparing for those contingencies. And you know, when you hear about people that are diagnosed with critical illnesses, one of the things that doctors tell them to do is to get their affairs in order. And so this is a good wake up call for all of us. Right? I know it's not fun to talk about, but since we don't know how things are going to work out in our lives, the question is do you have your affairs in order? In other words, you know, if you have a family, are you, you know, and you have assets, is your family going to be taken care of in the event that something happens to you? And so you could talk about things like life insurance and wills and trusts and just the general estate planning process. Have you gone through that? Right? If you've got children and you have no estate plan, that's a serious issue. That's something that you need to take care of because you've got to make sure that you're not, you know, your children are going to have the money they need to take care of their lives. And, you know, one of the nice things is life insurance isn't a horribly expensive thing to buy, especially term. So, you know, there are ways to deal with these things, but also just leaving, you know, instructions for people so that they know what to do. They know what your wishes are, right? Having a will, having a trust in place. And if you have some assets, going to an estate planning attorney to get those things done is an important step, right? Again, you're preparing for contingencies. You don't know how things are going to end, and it's important to just be prepared for anything that comes your way. So whether it's your survival for yourself in terms of, you know, doing risky things and getting out of harm's way, including things as simple as driving a car, right? You've got to prepare yourself. You've got to, you know, prepare for the worst, assume the best, but know that, you know, you've got to be on your game and you've got to be ready for everything that comes your way. And that's what we call resiliency. Right? If you can build that into your life, you'll be much better prepared. You'll find yourself in you'll be safer over time if you're prepared for these things. And in the case of you know, the ultimate reality for all of us is we're all going to die one day and none of us knows when that day is going to be. So just getting our things together and in order so that, you know, at least our loved ones are taken care of if something were to happen for us. And at the very least, if it's just a dissemination of things that you have, it's laying out who you want to get certain things so that there's no animosity after the fact. I can't tell you how many horror stories I've heard of families falling apart simply because there was a lack of direction in terms of a disposition of assets, right? Who's going to get what? I mean, things get ugly when there's money involved and surviving and survivors with it, right? It happens that way. And you want to bring out the worst in people. You bring money into these situations and it's a problem. So just simply laying out how you want things disseminated in the event that something were to happen to you can make a tremendous difference. Again, back to the original point. Think about those contingencies in life and prepare for them. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, think about those contingencies in your life, right? We want to plan for the best, but we also want to prepare for the worst. And so we don't know when our last day is going to be. We know there's a lot of things that can happen to us in life. Just think about those contingencies that can happen and prepare yourself for what's ahead.